Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cody, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the NXT Energy Solutions 2018 Year-End Operating and Financial Results Conference Call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode for the first part of the conference call with the ability to ask a question after the presentation by the company. For the question and answer session, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Should you wish to cancel your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 2. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. George Lasitsis, President and CEO of NXT Energy Solutions. Mr. Lasitsis, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Cody. Welcome and thank you everyone for joining us for the NXT Energy Solutions fourth quarter 2018 financial and operating results conference call. This is George Lasitsis, and joining me today's conference call is Eugene Voishishin, Corporate Controller and Interim Financial Officer, Rashid Tipu, Director of Geosciences for Africa, Asia, and Middle East, and Enrique Hung, Director of Geosciences for the Americas. These days and the coming months will be exciting times for NXT as we work towards new contract opportunities. As announced last week, NXT has signed a $8.9 million SFD survey in Nigeria, which we will discuss in more detail later in the call. The purpose of today's call is to briefly discuss the highlights of today's release of NXT's fourth quarter and full year 2018 financial and operating results, and to update the market on our business activities. Following our update, we will be open up for questions, and we will be pleased to answer them. Please note, all statements made by the company and management during this call are subject to readers' advisory regarding forward-looking information and non-GAAP measures set forth in our fourth quarter and full year results press release, annual information report, and MD&A issued today. All dollar amounts discussed in today's conference call are in Canadian dollars unless otherwise stated. The complete financial and operating results and audited financial statements for 2018 were published today and are available on NXT's website as well as on CEDAR's website. The fourth quarter was busy for the company, with primary focus on negotiating our SFD survey contract with PE Energy in Nigeria. In addition, my team and I spent the quarter continuing discussions with other potential business partners across the globe. I will expand on the key milestones reached later in today's call. Now, over to Eugene for the financial review.
Thank you, George, and welcome everyone. As George mentioned, our full year 2018 financial statements, management discussion and analysis, and annual information return are being filed on SEDAR's website today and will be available in EDGAR shortly. From a financial perspective, our focus remained on continuing to reduce non-core corporate costs, focusing on business development efforts to support opportunities to generate SFD survey revenue, and especially negotiating the Nigerian SFD contract. For 2018, our financial results were as follows. There were no revenues earned in 2018. For quarter four 2018, NXT recorded a net loss after tax of approximately $1.39 million, or -$0.02 per share, based on 68.6 million weighted average common shares outstanding. Net loss for all of 2018 was $6.97 million, or -$0.11 per common share. This is an improvement of $1.93 million over 2017's net loss, which is a direct result of our cost reduction efforts. The increase in our shares outstanding during the year of 10.4 million was mostly the result of the private placement, which closed on July 3rd, 2018. NXT received gross proceeds of $9.5 million in connection with the issuance of approximately 10.3 million units. Each unit consists of one common share and one-third of one common share purchase warrant. Each warrant entitles a holder to acquire one common share at an exercise price of $1.20 for 12 months up to February 16, 2019. As a result, the recently signed cooperation agreement between Alberta Green Ventures and NXT, which George will describe a little later on, the company has received conditional approval from the Toronto Stock Exchange to extend the warrants for 12 months until February 16, 2020, subject to disinterested shareholder approval. Total operating expenses, excluding tax for the year, was $7.28 million. This includes non-cash expense of $2.18 million, related mainly to amortization and stock-based compensation expenses. Operating activities used $6.04 million of cash during the year. Cash and short-term investments were $4.24 million at December 31st, and current assets less current liabilities were $3.82 million. G&A costs decreased by $0.96 million, or 19%, when compared to 2017. Salaries, benefits, and consulting charges were $660,000, or 24% lower than in 2017, which was due to a reduction in corporate headcount and related costs. Cost control decreased board, professional fees, and public company costs by 14% in 2018 compared to 2017. Administrative overhead was 11% lower in 2018 compared to the prior year, mostly due to lower property taxes and maintenance costs. In addition, there were significant cost reduction efforts directly related to office overhead control. Business development costs increased to $125,000 as the company increased marketing efforts for the SFD technology during 2018. We ended the year with a solid short-term financial position with $4.24 million of cash and short-term investments, and a current assets less current liability balance of $3.82 million. However, as clearly noted in our financial statements, this will not be enough to sustain the company past the next 5 months if the SFD contract payments are not received or if needed further financing was not to materialize. As of last week, NXT did receive its first $300,000 milestone payment for the Nigerian survey, and a further $1 million U.S. is scheduled to be received 5 days after the pilot survey in Nigeria is completed successfully. I would now like to hand the call back over to George to further discuss our business update and forward plans.
Thank you, Eugene. As I mentioned at the start of the call, we recently signed an 8.9 million USD SFD contract with PE Energy Limited, a Nigerian oil and gas service company that has a contract with NNPC, the Nigerian National Petroleum Company, to provide 5,000 line kilometers of SFD survey in Nigeria. Data acquisition operations for this contract are expected to commence in early April 2019, and NXT's interpretations and recommendations are expected to be delivered during the third quarter of 2019. I would like to add that the foreign company has to have a contractual relation with a local entity in order to conduct business in Nigeria. The company, as Eugene mentioned, has received $300,000 USD mobilization fee. A $1 million USD pre-survey payment must be paid to NXT within 5 days of performing a 100-line-kilometer pilot survey. This pilot survey must be completed to the satisfaction of NNPC to evaluate the response of the SFD to specific geological environment. Thereafter, payments will be made upon completion of each of the three project milestones: data acquisition, interpretation and delivery of report, and upon satisfaction of all performance conditions under the contract. Co-contracts have resulted from more than 6 months of negotiations and the exchange of substantial technical information on the performance of the SFD technology. I would like to mention that one of the partners of AGV, Alberta Green Ventures, that is a significant shareholder in NXT, has ongoing business with PE Energy in Nigeria, and we are extremely pleased with their introduction. We will talk about the various contract opportunities today that NXT has signed with AGV. Africa is one of the last major frontiers in oil and gas exploration. The opportunities are staggering. Nigeria, like Ghana, Zambia, Mozambique, and Senegal, is seeking to improve the effectiveness of their onshore exploration activities. The SFD survey will provide NNPC with information on potential oil and gas traps that will open up new areas for oil and gas exploration and provide increased foreign investment. We are also currently working with other companies in the region to become an integral part of their future onshore and offshore exploration programs. My team and I will be traveling extensively once the Nigerian survey has begun to further develop our business prospects in Africa. As Nigeria is new jurisdiction for us, we conducted significant due diligence to ensure we understand the business environment with special attention to compliance with NXT's anti-bribery and anti-corruption policy. I want to thank our advisors, especially Norton Rose Fulbright, Kreller Group, and our board of directors for providing guidance to ensure the integrity of these contracts. If you recall, a service company like ours has to put up a performance bond, a commitment to its execution capability of a project. Usually NXT pays 10 to 15% performance bond of the total contract value. In this case, we negotiated an advance payment to us of 13%. Our aircraft has left this weekend with the crew and equipment on board, and it is on its way to Nigeria. We will keep you updated on material developments on the contract. In other developments, we announced in February that NXT has entered into a cooperative agreement with Alberta Green Ventures, AGV, to propose up to 3 SFD surveys within 2 years. This agreement will allow NXT to begin to build its vertical strategy in Canada, U.S., and internationally. Furthermore, NXT shares in the success of SFD recommendations as the cooperative agreement is based upon a cost-plus formula and a gross overriding royalty interest in oil and gas production arising on lands subject to the surveys. The first project must be completed by August 31st, 2019. Also, AGV and NXT have entered into a 3-year exclusive sales representative agreement in 9 jurisdictions, including the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. AGV, through its affiliates, has extensive experience in these regions and is optimistic about SFD survey prospects. As an added incentive, this agreement includes an at-market subscription right for AGV to purchase treasury shares of NXT in a dollar amount equal to 25% of the contracts introduced by AGV to NXT in the first year of the agreement, subject to approval from the TSX. I want to thank AGV for its continued strategic partnership with NXT. Together, we are able to expand the reach of SFD. In other business development activity, we continued marketing efforts during the quarter for the SFD technology in Southeast Asia and the Americas. Last October, we signed an MOU with BGP Inc., a subsidiary of China National Petroleum Corporation, to further explore opportunities for NXT and BGP Inc. to work together. BGP is currently the largest seismic provider in the world. NXT's forward strategy is to secure SFD contracts with BGP and its affiliates utilizing the following corporate structures. One, BGP and China National Petroleum Corporation, or CNPC, or affiliates hire NXT for a fee-for-service. Two, BGP, NXT jointly bid and provide services to clients. Three, using a special purpose vehicle, or SPV, BGP, NXT conduct multi-client surveys for clients. And four, using a special purpose vehicle, BGP affiliates and NXT create a vertical entity to drill and develop prospects based on seismic and SFD. Our goals in Malaysia have not changed. We are in continued discussion with Petronas regarding GOM data field, Gulf of Mexico, another potential SFD project with two state oil companies in the country. With respect to our Aceh project, Generation Resources Discoveries, or GRD, NXT's regional representative is arranging third-party funding. However, at present, the MOU entered into between GRD and the government of Aceh, Indonesia, on February 22, 2018, have expired. As mentioned in the third quarter call, as a result of recent political turmoil in the government of Sri Lanka, our contract negotiations have been put on hold. We continue to assess the situation as to when they can be renewed. We are hopeful that this political crisis will pass soon. Latin America remains to be a very important market segment for NXT. The new head of PAP, which is Production and Exploration of Pemex, has approved the use of SFD in the past. NXT is working with AGV to reestablish our presence in Mexico. We are actively seeking new SFD projects in Colombia, Peru, and Brazil, and we will continue our updates as warranted. As discussed during our third quarter conference call, on the technology front, we are delighted to report that NXT has received a new patent in the United States regarding new sensor design, we term the cascade configuration. Management believes that the company's cascade sensor will provide enhanced ability for identifying trapped fluid bodies indicative of hydrocarbon accumulations, along with improved reliability and flexibility during SFD survey operations. We now have a total of 7 patents around the world. In addition, we believe that the European patent encompassing 38 European countries, including United Kingdom, Germany, France, Norway, Sweden, and Italy, just to name a few, will be allowed in the next couple of months. In conclusion, I'm extremely pleased to be able to talk to you about the start of a new contract. This Nigerian contract is the result of many months of hard work between NXT's employees and their partners. NXT continues to pursue a number of other strategic contract opportunities, and I'm confident that our continued efforts will materialize into sustainable growth. On behalf of our board of directors and the entire team at NXT, I want to thank all of our shareholders for their continued support. I now ask our operator, Cody, to open the line for us to take a few of your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on your phone line will indicate once your line has been opened. We do ask that you please state your name before posing your question. Once again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. And once again, that's star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. We'll now take our first question. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Correct.
Paul, please state your name and ask your question.
Yes, Tucker Anderson. Hello.
Tucker.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing better, actually.
Yeah, you must be feeling great relief that the contract finally eventuated. Two questions. Assuming that the contract is completed and there aren't any hiccups for whatever reason, could you talk about how that impacts your cash flow and the need for additional financing, or whether that gives you enough runway for the rest of the year? Because I don't know. I know what your current cash burn rate is, but I don't know how this affects the cash burn and what additional expenses you might have. And number two, in terms of the AGV contract and them acting as, you know, your representative and securing additional contracts, could you talk about how, if they get a chance to buy additional Treasury stock, what is the price formula on that? How is the price set on the additional Treasury stock they can buy if they're successful in landing additional contracts?
Thank you very much, Tucker. I will start to answer your question, and then I will ask Eugene to continue. So the first part was regarding the cash flow and how much, whether NXT would need additional capital and so on. Regarding this first contract, which is about $9 million U.S., if everything works out properly, we are confident that we will be able to continue for a year. Second, there will be additional opportunities within Nigeria in a short period of time to obtain additional contracts. We are already working on that, and if everything works out as planned, then NXT will have an increased contract opportunity in Nigeria. And regarding the cash flow, I will let Eugene to answer that question, and also what is the AGV formula for additional options.
So thank you, Tucker. So on the cash flow, as George said, if everything goes as per plan, and in our plan we've got some significant contingencies, we should have cash well into 2020, assuming nothing else happens. And we're maintaining, for all intents and purposes, our staffing levels. We're looking at alternatives to reduce aircraft costs, so we're still maintaining these cost reduction efforts. Regarding AGV's formula, the pricing is what we agreed to is at market at the 1 year anniversary. So it'll be depend on the market price. So ideally, if they're successful, we'll see an increase in the share price, and therefore the formula is based on 25% of their sales, and it'll be divided by the 5-day weighted average price on that last day at the anniversary.
Got it. So in effect, the more successful they are, the more stock they can buy, but the higher price it should be. So they might, in fact, pretty much offset each other.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay,
Doctor,
thanks.
One more thing I would like to mention. Also, let us suppose, you know, that everything is working out fine and we get additional contracts in Nigeria. The share price goes over $152 and so on, then there will be an opportunity for AGV to exercise their option, which is $4.3 million to NXT. So I think there's a balance there, and it just will depend on how quickly we can deliver and how well we can secure the new contract opportunities in Nigeria and in Africa, basically. We have a number of opportunities that we are pursuing currently, and they are very, very promising. So we didn't start it yesterday.
I hope the dam is broken at last.
Yes.
The Pemex situation also sounds promising, and just from your mouth to God's ears, George.
Thank you so much, Tucker. I really, really appreciate your advice over the years and also your support. Thank you so much.
And once again, that's star one if you'd like to ask a question. We'll now take our next question. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is now open.
This is Peter Mork.
Peter.
How you guys doing? Congrats on the contract. Hey, I wanted to follow up just on one note that wasn't brought up. I know at the your annual meeting last year, we talked, you guys talked a lot about, or to some extent, about doing some outside testing with, like, maybe some universities were mentioned and kind of partnering, and also a report on, you know, past drilling successes or a lot, you know, just basically a report on what has been done. I just want to check in. Where are we with that, and is it something still on the radar, and if so, what's the time frame of getting it done?
I will start, and then people can chime in here, you know, in the office. We are very pleased, you know, to conduct a very serious test for the technology that will prove beyond the shadow of the doubt that the technology responds to gravitational perturbations that relates to stress changes on fine scale levels. And this test is, we are working together with a organization here that is headed by a person who graduated under Mark Zobach. She has a PhD and very closely working together with Stanford and Mark Zobach. The purpose, as I mentioned, is to bring in somebody from the industry who understands how stress regimes operate within the subsurface. As you all know, resource plays are dependent on them very significantly. They can even cause earthquakes in some cases. So it is something that we would like to undertake as soon as possible. Unfortunately, because we had to depart to Nigeria this weekend, we didn't have the opportunity to fly the extension of the San Andreas Fault, which is called the Queen Charlotte Fault in Canada, which is under 8,000 feet of water and 300 feet of overburden. And that means that there is no electromagnetic radiation can penetrate through that water body. So we are very excited about this opportunity. We designed the survey. We designed the test. We identified the purpose of the test. And it has been accepted. In the past, we tried before, but we could not solve the problem of how to identify perturbations that relate exclusively to stress variations in the subsurface. Now we do. So that's one part. The other part is the drilling successes. Everything has been given to the board now and also to our lead director. And we are planning to work with two independent firms that will conduct independent verifications of our finds. And then all will be published. So that's where we are at right now with those initiatives.
All right, great. And then maybe a question for Rashid on Nigeria for this 100-line kilometer pilot survey. Is that going to be onshore, offshore? Can you give us any specifics about that, or do you know at this point?
Yeah, Peter, Rashid is here. So really not clear, but we received one correspondence from Nigerian regulatory authority, which is DPR. They highlighted, they gave us some coordinates, like the corner points, like area of interest. That's mainly in offshore. So we haven't received any flight path for that. So it's the area of interest is lie in offshore area.
And they've got some big fields there, obviously, like Jubilee and whatnot. So ideally, they test it over something that's well-known.
Yeah, that looks like, yeah, that's that will be the case, because Niger Delta is a producing zone in Nigeria. So.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And once again, that's star one if you'd like to ask a question. Is there no further questions at this time? I'd like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Lasitsis for any additional closing remarks.
Well, we are very pleased with this initial contract. We believe that we can build on this and make sure that the company is going to be sustainable, we'll be able to sustain the growth down the road, and we are going to be profitable, and it will become a standard tool, finally, the SFD technology. Thank you very much for attending this conference call, everyone, and we are looking forward to update you on the Nigerian initiatives and update you also on other important matters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and that does conclude today's conference. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.